Something else we know is there's a hole right now in the Democratic Party. And could a Minnesota congressman named Keith Ellison fill it? Ellison warned that Trump could be a disaster for a passive Hillary Clinton-oriented Democratic Party. He warned this back in 2015.
All I want to say is that anybody from the Democratic side of the fence who's terrified of the possibility of President Trump better vote, better get active, better get involved, because this man has got some momentum, and we better be ready for the fact that he might be leading the Republican ticket.
Next, I know you don't believe that, but I want to go on to
Sorry to laugh.
Next
hey,
week,
you know, George, we had Jesse Ventura in Minnesota win the governorship. Nobody thought he was going to win. I'm telling you, stranger things have happened.
Nobody's laughing now. Who will head the Democratic Party now in disarray? President-elect Donald Trump has named two of his first hires. We mentioned GOP Chairman Reince Priebus will be chief of staff, and Stephen Bannon will have a West Wing office as chief strategist and senior counsel to the president. Bannon, as we mentioned, was the chairman of the alt-right news website Breitbart.com before joining the Trump campaign as CEO in August. Todd Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent. Let's start with the Democrats first. Can Ellison fill the hole?
John, Keith Ellison is going to make an announcement today about his intentions. He already has the support of some heavy hitters in the Democratic Party, including Chuck Schumer, the next Democratic leader, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. There are other people running, too, besides Keith Ellison. By the way, he's a congressman from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's Muslim, the first elected Muslim in the United States Congress. Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, is likely to throw his hat in the ring. And Howard Dean, who ran the DNC from 05 to 09 and was credited with the 50-state strategy that expanded Democratic appeal and built up their technology database for the first time to get them a lot of new voters and donors. So you're likely to see those three, if not more people.
And this shifts the Democratic Party to a more progressive stance, do you think, or is it too early to tell?
It's too early to tell because there's, you know, you really are going to have to go to the state chairs. One of the concerns about Ellison is that he's a congressman. A lot of people think DNC chairman is a full-time job. Also, forget about Washington for a second. The Democratic Party is in trouble in state legislatures across the country. The Republicans now control 32 state legislatures. They're close to the point, John, where they could start ratifying constitutional amendments. That's red alert time for Democrats. So it's not just about who satisfies the Chuck Schumers and Elizabeth Warrens in the Capitol and in Washington. It really is about the state leaders, too.
Well, who does Reince Priebus being GOP chief of staff or chief of staff for Donald Trump's president-elect staff right now? Who does that satisfy? And who is Stephen Bannon being the chief strategist for president-elect Trump? Who does that satisfy?
So Reince Priebus satisfies a lot of establishment people around Washington. And indeed, when people reacted to the announcement last night, most of them congratulated Reince Priebus, the current head of the RNC, and ignored the appointment of Bannon. Nobody mentioned it. Now, when Donald Trump announced this last night, John, he announced Bannon and Priebus as co-equal partners in advising him in the Oval Office. That's the way it was in the press release. And indeed, Bannon's name was first. But here's the concern about Steve Bannon. The concern is that he's a white supremacist and has led a white nationalist movement on the internet with his leadership of Breitbart News. The Southern Poverty Law Center last night, John, warned that Steve Bannon was responsible for making Breitbart the mouthpiece of the white nationalist movement. And what's at issue here really is Bannon's own statements in his life and how Breitbart News performed when he was in charge. When Bannon was executive chairman of Breitbart News, they had a section entitled Black Crime. That was a vertical on Breitbart News. They had headlines that included things like birth control makes women unattractive and crazy. They called Gabby Giffords the gun control movement's human shield. There was a headline that said there's no hiring bias against women in tech. They just suck at interviews. And another headline referred to Republican commentator and former strategist Bill Kristol as a renegade Jew. But John, it's also a lot of Steve Bannon's own statements throughout his career that's caused a lot of alarm among people who now know that he will be right next to the president as a co-equal advisor to Reince Priebus. Bannon's estranged wife in 2007 testified under oath that he didn't want their daughter going to a particular private school because there were too many Jewish children there and that he didn't like Jews. That was her testimony. When Steve Bannon had a satellite radio show, also, he regularly entertained guests who trafficked in anti-Muslim conspiracy theories, including one that Hillary Clinton advisor Huma Abedin was a Saudi spy. Now, last night after this news came out, Muslim and Jewish groups both decried the appointment by Donald Trump of Steve Bannon as senior advisor. And John, one last thing. I picked this up off of Twitter last night. The chief strategist to Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich, a guy named John Weaver, attacked the choice last night, and he said this. He said, just to be clear, the next president has named a racist anti-Semite as the co-equal to the chief of staff. That came from the Ohio governor's chief strategist, John.
Todd Zulick, takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.